So thank you very much for your prayers, for your guidance. It was very impactful. So before they get to sharing, I'm going to put up some pictures, and I'll walk you through that real fast. At first, I was going to do it like as they were speaking. I thought, no, that would just be too confusing. So, all right, so the first picture, as we were headed out, I was like, I don't know what this group is about to do, but next one, it was going to be long, because within a couple seconds, there was wrestling on the ground, and there was yelling. I'm like, all right, God, okay, we got this. Thankfully, this year, we got to be in one vehicle. Last year, we had two. So an 8, 9, 10-hour drive, it's actually pretty impactful, because you get to know each other. You get to spend time in close proximity. So next one. I got to do homework on the road. So thankfully, I had another driver. April was our other adult leader. She couldn't make it today, but other responsibilities, they don't stop. Next one. So we finally got there. Theoretically, it's supposed to be like a 7-hour drive. It took us 10 because there's bathroom breaks all the time. And just like, we need to stretch our legs now, or otherwise we're going to hurt each other. So next one. Our first day, we spent the whole week at a local church. They opened up their doors so that we could stay in their facility and to help repay them, I guess is a way to put it. We got to help with their Easter service, which is a lot of fun. The kids jumped in with their children's ministry program. Next one, I got to help with parking lot duty. I was like, yes, you go that way. I used to work for an airline, so it was like using muscles I hadn't worked for a long time. So next one. Up early morning, so they entertained themselves with fun games. What were you guys doing? Like,
what game was that one?
Oh, it was a human knot.
That was
I just remember walking in the door, be like, "All right." I'm not sure what's the dancing going on, but you know it works.
No, there were other games.
All right, the next one. So a lot of the time was spent learning about the mission, learning about who we are working with, learning about ourselves, and in Bible study. Sean is the guy in white. He's the head of Mission Adventure over there. We've gotten to know him really well over the past year or so. Next slide. You were really proud of that fanny pack, and it was just, it was great. I joked about, like, hey, maybe you should bring a fanny pack, and she was the only one who did. And I was like, man, I should have brought one. Yes, I'm not sure why you were on the floor. It was early morning, so next one. Alexis, also early mornings. This was right before we headed out to explore Boise and get to know the city that we were going to serve. Next one. So part of the thing that we got to do is they give us a scavenger hunt. We have to identify certain areas of the city, which is super helpful because then when we're referencing it later, then we know exactly where it is. So this is in a section that that anybody can come and just do art. It was really cool. So even though we had gone last year, a few of us had gone, everything had changed. It's like there's all new murals and stuff like that. So it was really cool just to see that aspect of Boise. Next one. So we got to meet new friends and just introduce ourselves to people who we had never met before. This gentleman, we offered him some snacks because we were out in Boise anyway. And we were just like, yeah, well, you want some beef jerky? And we got to talk to him for a few minutes, and it was getting outside of our comfort zones because I don't know about you guys, but it's really easy to be friendly towards people that are like at church because everyone's there. But to actually step outside of your comfort zone when you're just outside is different. So next one. This bakery has all the good bread. We didn't bring it back because it didn't make it. Yes. So one of the aspects of the ministry that YWAM does is they continually go to various little shops that were started by people from other nations who are just trying to make a home now, and they buy little bits here and there. They try to support that business. So that's what we got to do, is we got to go and visit with them and just greet them, be like, hey, we want to buy some of what you're selling. It's really cool. Plus, just the bread is just, it's illegal how good it is. Yes. I think they make like 1,000 loaves a day or something, and they're all gone by 2 o'clock. Like, it's crazy. All right, next one. So it was Ellie's birthday, and it happened last year too. It just happened to be, and she doesn't like hugs, so we forced her to have hugs. Next one. Loosening up, another part of the ministry, we'll see more about it later, is we got to go and spend time with the kids. And this one, I'm not sure what kind of dance y'all were doing, but it was kind of like, let's loosen up and we'll get ready. So. Oh, okay. How to play soccer, because we totally knew. Yes. Next one. So more apartment ministry. Some of us got to play sports. Others got to color. Others got to talk about our faith. We got to do all sorts of things. So this was me being very brave and letting somebody use my tech. And I survived. The whole time I'm like, this is for the kingdom. So, yeah. It's okay. God was working on me too. Next one. So it was really cool to see just, like, it starts with one or two kids that come out, and they're like, who are all these people that want to play? And then soon it's just a huge group, because they're like, oh, all my friends are here, and it just spreads from there. Next one. Oh, so this is, I don't know if you can see, over on the right-hand side, there's two legs flailing. That would be Sydney trying to do a bicycle kick.
I didn't mean to do that. I was just trying to kick the ball, and the next thing I knew, both my legs were in the air.
Yeah. I unfortunately didn't get it on video, but I just heard this kerplunk and then ruckus laughter. So, yeah, I liked their response. So, all right, next one. Yes, worth it. You ripped.
Oh, my jeans. I ripped my jeans, you guys.
Next one. All right, we're making connections. One of the things that they told us, the YWAM team, they're like, hey, ladies, if the girls want to play with your hair, this is good. It's like, it's not weird that they want to connect with you. So it was very, very cool. I just don't have that working for me, so I wasn't able to participate. Next one. So yeah, breaking down barriers. A few of the girls got to just spend time with them and listen to them talk about their day. Next one. Coloring in the gospel. The guy in the center, he was one of our leaders. And he is there all the time, so the kids know him by name. He's there before we got there, and he's going to be there well after we came home. So part of our ministry is just continuing to break down barriers because he comes in, and they know him by name, and he's able to talk about the gospel freely, and they're going to actually listen because they have that relationship. So it's really cool to see and hear kids like actually responding. Next one. Worship was a big part of the weekend. That was a sneaky picture. I believe April took that one. So very, very cool. And next one. Bible study was a huge part of the week. We had a special guest speaker that came over. So the kids were learning more about themselves, learning more about Scripture and how to apply it. Next one. And more. That's the only picture I got of Jeremy, unfortunately. And next one. Further bonding, one early morning we took a hike up to Tabletop Rock, which you'll hear more about in a few moments. We got to have some quiet time up there, got to have some devotions, and on the way down we got to take some group pictures. Next one. Ah, yes. It's not as high up as it looks, it's just, yes. And next one. So yes, the team at the beginning, we were all just kind of like, yeah, okay, we're ready for this. And then the next one, team at the end, best friends. It's amazing what 1 week will do, and it forces you to get to know each other, whether you want to or not. So, and next one. So, bonus personal growth. This gentleman we got to meet with at the hotel on our last night. It was supposed to be our decompress day, but he had talked to us last year, and I had maintained that connection with him, and he saw on Instagram that we were in town. So I reached out to him, and he came and met us for dinner, and he got to share his testimony as a guy from Afghanistan who grew up Muslim, who became a Christian and had to flee, and it's just super, super powerful. So I was so ecstatic that God made that happen for our last night because it just wrapped up the week. So I believe that's it. Yes, I think so. All right, so to kick us off, I want to share a stereotypical mission trip. This was not it. When people think short-term missions, they usually think of going to a place like Tijuana, Mexico, and building houses, and there's nothing wrong with that. I did that when I was in high school, and it was definitely a watershed moment for me. I learned a lot about myself and about God. But that's not what this trip is. This trip, the official title used by YWAM is Mission Adventure. Yes, there is outreach, but a lot of the focus is on our own attitudes and our spiritual life. It's working on ourselves so that we can get out of the way and let God work. So having talked to these individuals both before, during, and after the trip, I can assure you there was definitely some heavy lifting being done internally. For me, also, there was some expectation going into it. This is the second year, and I had to wrestle with that because I was just like, oh, kind of, I got this. This is cool. As a leader, it's easy to kind of slip into, well, I've done this before, so everything's going to just work out. First night, though, God kind of like flicked me on the back of the ear. He said, these kids are not last year's kids. Don't shortchange them. There was a moment, is our first night, we hadn't even unpacked. And one of the YWAM leaders came up to me. She said, I don't know what's going on with your team, but I had to separate them because they were fighting. I was just like, what is happening? So I pulled them all aside. We went out and sat in the yard, and I told them, we're having a come to Jesus meeting. Like, we're going to work through this right now because there's no way that we can serve others if we don't love each other first. And that just kind of set the tone for the whole week. And it was a wake-up call to me to realize that this group wasn't like last year's group, and that's a good thing because these individuals needed God in the way that they needed him, not in the way that last year's crew needed it. So that was a really good experience. So we're going to start with Sydney and have you share a little bit. Why did I just turn it off? There you go. I don't know. All right, so Sydney, you had some pretty vocal expectations both before and during this trip. Multiple times you said it wasn't, quote, normal. So how did that stretch your faith in God's plan?
Okay, so by normal, I meant kind of like what Pastor Jared said. I was expecting there to be a lot more apartment ministry, a lot more evangelizing to the refugees, when in reality, we only did it twice out of the entire, like, 6 days, four days. And a lot of it, we were working on ourselves, learning how to effectively write testimonies and evangelize, know what the refugees go through. And so that was really weird for me. But I learned that ministry doesn't always need to be just going and evangelizing to people. A lot of it is just loving people and respecting them and building relationships with them, because these people, they're not going to want to hear about our God and our faith if they don't trust us first. So that was a really cool eye-opener for me. The Thrive sessions with Jeremy were amazing. He asked me one night if I would be willing to give the things that I wasn't trusting God with up to him. And I was like, no, I'm not. But then I came home and I'm like, wait, I did that and I didn't even know it. So this trip really stretched me in my faith. I was able to trust God with a lot more than that I didn't even realize I had trusted him with. And I'm really glad to have the experience and to know that ministry doesn't just need to be going and building houses or telling people about Jesus. A lot of it is just loving them and letting them know that this is a safe place where they'll be respected, and what they believe will be respected, and they will just be cared for.
I think to make sure I understand you, it's missions isn't always just standing and preaching at people. It's sharing Jesus through our love and through our actions also.
Yeah, loving them the way Jesus would.
Yeah.
It's something that I have to deal with on a daily basis, so yeah. I got to go into that and do that.
Good. So. Good. Jesse, you're up. So Jesse, it is rare that I am taken aback, that I am thrown off center by someone's instantaneous change on a mission trip. You lit up during apartment ministry. It was really cool to see. Like, you were super quiet leading up to that, and then van doors opened, and it was just like a whole new person. So what was it like for you to do apartment ministry?
With the apartment ministry, at first with it, I was nervous, not knowing what the kids would be like. But I had a great time during it. We played games with them. In another area, there was, don't know exactly what's happening in the other areas. But mainly one big thing was soccer. It was fun playing soccer with the apartment ministry kids because they're really good at it.
You were surprisingly good at soccer. I'm just gonna say, like, I just kind of stand there. So, yeah. So, did you gain any perspective on your life versus those kids' lives? Like, what's it like for you growing up, and what's it like for them growing up?
With refugees, with them growing up, from what I kind of know is how they come over and have to wait until they are able to be able to come over, and then they have to go through a bunch of background checks.
Mm-hmm.
But when I grew up, it's just I'd lived my life on mainly peacefully.
Yeah. Well, and you were born here and you got to grow up here. They were born somewhere else and now they're in someplace new. Yeah. So did they accept you pretty easily into the soccer game?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I think you kept up with them pretty well, so. After about 5 seconds, I was like, nope, you're good. I'll stand right here. So I was a goalie. I stood there. All right, so before we continue on to Ellie, let's watch a quick one-minute video just showing some of the apartment ministry work.
Born to embrace, not accept it. We were given nothing more, so we kept it. As the colors of our boots keep fading, we live a life that we hate without saying. Who would listen to the cries of a poor man? Never done nothing, how can we be something? Every heart has an hour of existence. Every breath brings a chance for redemption.
All right, Ellie, it's your turn.
Yay.
Yay. Ellie, you are what I'm calling a repeat customer when it comes to this trip because this is your second time. When we were talking about the trip at the end of the week, you summed up things really well, and I was happy to hear that you had some growth too. You didn't just coast through it being your second time. Can you share how you summed up the trip?
How I kind of summed up the trip was Again, it wasn't like building houses or major evangelism. It was a discovery of love, honestly. It was discovering how to love the homeless, those who have less than you, discovering how to love yourself, how to love God, and how to love those who come from different backgrounds, different religions. It was mostly we were building on our understanding of them, our understanding of their situation and how they got to there, and learning how to, in those different situations and in those different environments, how to adjust so that we could love them in the way that they need to be loved.
Yeah, so how we can not change the message, but maybe change how we're delivering it so that they're more receptive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other thoughts about how things you took away from this year since you also went last year?
Well, this year, I think it was a lot more bonding between us and a lot more trust, to be honest. Last year, the age range was a lot wider spread, and so me being younger, I had a hard time connecting with the older high school girls. But this year, because we're mostly the same age, or at least we act the same age, you know, younger, preschooler, that type of acting,
it was a lot easier to connect. There were times in the car when one person would start singing a song, and then everyone in the entire van would start singing the exact same song and join in.
Yes,
so it was a lot.
A lot.
There was a lot of singing, but it was a lot of more connecting and trust. I personally learned to trust these guys and put my trust in others and God, and even put trust in myself sometimes more than I did last year.
Cool. So one of the things, we're going to look at a quick video. We went on a hike, and that was one of the times when we got to grow individually and as a group. And when I told them, hey, you guys have to wake up a half hour earlier than normal, they're like, what? So, yeah. But it was really good. We got to have a quick hike. It wasn't too terrible, but we took some footage at the top. So let's roll that second video. Tyler, your turn. Another repeat. These two were the only students who repeated from last year. You were pretty vocal with the others leading into this trip about what last year was like. I'm pretty sure every single team meeting we had leading up to it, you were talking about last year. And repeatedly, you brought up crying like it was a guaranteed thing to happen. But this year, we had a different speaker. It was a different flow. So what was it like to learn from Jeremy?
I was kind of, throughout the week, I was kind of comparing to last year, like, what would this be like compared to last year with all the different people? And last year with Brendan Kindleberger, it was really fun learning from him with all his great stories, and we all last year did cry a lot. But this year, we didn't cry really that much, and so it was very different than I expected. And I honestly think it's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
because it's, sometimes with stuff like these, it's good to have change throughout it, and every when I just love hanging out with these people here, because compared from last year, I couldn't really connect with the other people on the trip because
You were the only guy.
Yeah, so it's
there's
only
that.
Guy.
Yeah,
I'm glad this year I got JD and Ethan with me.
Yeah.
So
Thrive was what Jeremy talked about. What was that?
It's what I took away from that basically was thrive within yourself, the community, and God. It's kind of like, don't just live for other things, mm-hmm. other people, God, and just thrive.
Yeah, so don't just call yourself a Christian, but like thrive in your relationship
yeah.
with God so that you can go out.
Like, don't just say you're a Christian, actually do the things.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Was it difficult for you to push past your expectations when you realize, like, okay, this isn't the same as last year? Was it difficult for you?
I wouldn't say especially difficult, because there was certain things where I was like, okay, this is definitely going to be like this. I was singing the Impart Ministry basically many times, and it was really different. It was basically the same thing, but at its roots, it was really different. It was hanging out, like, just the quiet times and stuff. That was almost the same, but lots of stuff, almost every other thing was different. The worship, I loved, especially loved the, after, like, when we're winding down at the end of the day, me and JD would always play on the Switch,
mm-hmm.
just a wind down time. It was, the differences, there wasn't that many, but the differences were either really big or not that much.
Mm-hmm.
It was never, like, really a
medium change. But it sounded like
change.
They were good differences.
Yeah, it was amazing good differences.
Okay. Ethan. my friend, you really got into worship time, and it was awesome. Actually, so the picture that's up there, that's Ethan at the forefront. What was it about worship that helped you during the week?
With worship, it was a lot of fun because it was a smaller group. Not saying that big groups aren't fun to worship with, but sometimes just having a smaller group where you can more connect with each other and God and have more room to dance around or just be stationary. I mean, that it really helped just to be able to be there, more focused about yourself and God instead of worrying about bumping into the person next to you.
Mm-hmm. I noticed you spent a bit of time alone with your thoughts. Like, there'd be times where I'd be like, where'd Ethan go? And you were out just taking a quick walk. How has that processing been going? It felt like you were getting a head start on all of us of processing the trip, but how has that been going for you?
It's been going so-so just because processing it, it's been fine, but really applying it to my life, that's really been the hardest thing for me to do. Think about it on the trip has really helped because I went from someone who wanted to be with God and who didn't know really what to do. I came to church, but yet I just couldn't find any answers. But then thinking about it on the mission trip on my own really forced me to connect, and I was just able to just start connecting. It was a lot of fun.
So it sounds like it's you were struggling now with a little bit of what I warned all of you about with walking away with kind of a camp high of just, wow, this is amazing, and I'm just going to coast on this. But then you get back to regular routine, and it's still applying it. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, it's just like, how do I keep this going?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Alexis.
Hello.
Hello. So, quick background. I gave all of them an assignment like the day we got back. I said, you have to write me a report on the week. You have to explain what you were going through, things that you learned, things that you take away, because doing it right then and there instead of, you know, 6 months, it's going to be fresh in your minds. Alexis, I really appreciated how you were so honest in your report. You were honest about how you felt going into the trip and the knowledge that you were going to have some interaction with people from other cultures and your kind of nervousness about it. What were some things that you learned after the trip?
So in the media, basically, most of the media, you hear about people from the Middle East in general, how they're bad and mean for the most part. So I'm going in, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? What if they don't like me, you know? But honestly, those people are really, really nice. Like, there's only a select few who are mean in the area, and everyone else is just polite and generous because they're so grateful for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah.
So you also mentioned your struggle with being judgmental towards others, specifically refugees, but just others that were different. How has that been changing?
I guess it's been just changing from seeing how, like, I would think people would be.
Oh, okay.
To seeing how they are. It's just opened my eyes to being like, well, this person could be mean because they might, who knows what's going on in their life. Mm-hmm. So, like, why should I judge them? Because they might be a little grumpy or, mm-hmm. you know, does that make sense? I guess.
So giving people a chance to share their story before you make up your mind about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has that been easy to adjust to?
For the most part, there's still like small things for, I guess, certain people in my life, but.
Well, you kind of fall back into old habits. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Tracy, so you were the only repeat leader on this trip, but I was very thankful for that. not only that, but you're also one of the most outgoing people I know when it comes to serving others. What do you think it means to have action to match your faith?
You know, it's real easy to go on church on Sunday and look pretty, but God wants actions. He wants, you know, when we went and did our homeless coffee thing, mm-hmm. it was wonderful seeing these kids in action. The girls and I would be walking downtown and we'd see something and we'd stop right there and circle up and pray in front of everybody. It didn't matter. So, you know, I'm all about doing actions.
Good. Yeah. So why did you choose to go on this trip again? What about it is faith building for you since you had gone before?
You know, when I went over there, I thought this is going to be like vacation. You know, I've got this covered. No, God had to gut punch me a few times. He had to remind me that I have all these tools to learn how to know him better, to get what he's about, this and that. And I just put all my tools in the toolbox. And, you know, and yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I believe you have a testimony that you wrote. Would you like to share it?
Sure. God brought me here to remind me that I kind of assume things with him, that he knows my heart and needs, and while he can just take care of it, I needed to be reminded that all I have to do is ask God for thoughts, ideas, prayers. I reminded that I can't do it on my own, and when I do, it doesn't turn out good. Then Jeremy/God gave me a few gut punches. I thought his lessons would be more for the kids. Wrong, he hit home. About building faith by declaring truth, about saying, God, you are good over, about building the kingdom with God. He doesn't want to do it alone. I got reminded that I have all these tools and I put them in a box. I need to keep them out and use them to get closer to God, to know him better, to understand him better. And my Boise bestie, Sean, I love listening to him talk because it gives me another perspective on God.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you. So, final question. This is open to anybody who would like to. How has processing this trip over the past 3 weeks, how has it been changing you? How have you moved past, you know, the trip high and been putting it into practice in your life with your parents, your siblings, school? What about process?
So I'll answer this one first. I think that... It was definitely a process going through it. It's not like normal day going through the motions. It's really, this trip is really different. And coming back, applying that to our normal routine is, it was difficult for me. It was also kind of fun because, I mean, being able to come back with this knowledge and actually sharing that, what I've done with my friends. And it was fun just to... The mission trip, and overall, it was very enlightening and fun, amazingly, to gain perspective on life, and I just thought it was a really good thing to do.
Okay. Yeah.
So, for me, I learned a lot from this trip. It changed me. So, when I came home, I couldn't really just share with my family like I usually do for trips. I had to do what I usually do and lock myself in my room and think about it. And so, the minute I started thinking about it, I noticed so many mistakes in my regular day life that I subconsciously and knowingly, kind of in between there, I started to change things that I knew, okay, this is not right, I'm pushing this aside, I don't care what people think, this can't happen anymore. I've started listening to more Christian like songs, I started to listen to worship more. Just it's these small and big changes that I've been trying to apply that overall try and are making me a better person, but it's a mission trip like this. It's not something that you can apply directly. It has to be, it's kind of indirectly what you have to do. You have to say, okay, I learned this. I learned that I need to love people and that everyone's in the image of God. How can I apply this? Can I be more patient? It's not like a direct, oh, I have to do this because it's direct. But you have to kind of play with it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I noticed habits and other things of mine that I needed to fix. And so trying to get through that process of, okay, let me fix this, even though I might, in my heart, I didn't really want to because I'm holding on to that type of thing. But it's that leap that you have to make that, okay, I just have to go for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, team, for sharing. I'm going to pray real fast, and then we will get the chairs out of the way. The band, if you guys will come up and lead us in one more song, that'd be great. Let's pray. Thank you very much again for sharing your testimonies. God, thank you for these students, for this team that gave up their spring break to go and serve others, but also to listen to you and to be challenged in their faith. And I pray that you will continue to help them process and apply it to their day-to-day life, that they wouldn't forget it anytime soon, but that it will continue to make them struggle with how to live out their faith in action. In your name, amen.